Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It's time to talk hockey with the guys in the know. It's the Panthers Insider Show, right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome in to the Florida Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. My name is Chris Whittingham, joined by the radio voice of the Florida Panthers, Doug Plagans. We're coming down the home stretch. We've got just one game left of Florida Panthers hockey. And coming up on today's show, we'll look ahead to tonight's game for the Panthers against the New Jersey Devils. Look back on the week that was as the Panthers took on Boston, Washington, and Islanders in a profitable week for your Florida Panthers. We'll hear from Panthers head coach Bob Bugner later on in about 10 minutes from now. Then coming up, we'll hear from Florida Panthers defenseman Aaron Ekblad, who recently joined Doug and Jameson Olive on the Territory Talk podcast. We'll also hear Doug's conversation with Panthers captain Alexander Barkov. And coming up later on in the hour to preview tonight's game, we'll be joined by Panthers radio analyst Billy Lindsay. Doug Plagans, live from BB&T Center. How you doing, sir?
Doing great, Chris. How's everybody doing? Hope everybody's having a good morning here, and also hope to see you out at the BB&T Center tonight, Panthers and the New Jersey Devils. It's going to be a 7 o'clock face-off here at the BB&T Center this evening. Panthers game 82 of 82, wrapping up the regular season here tonight, wrapping up the campaign here this evening, and it's the third and final matchup of the season against the New Jersey Devils. It's Fan Appreciation Night presented by Walmart. Always a great event. Lots of giveaways. You want to make sure you're here inside the arena for tonight's game. So Panthers and the Devils, 7 o'clock face-off. We'll hit the air for the pregame across the radio network beginning at 6:30, but we'd love to see you down here at 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com for tickets. And folks, with this being the last game of the season, reminder that 1920 season tickets are on sale now. Season ticket holders receive exclusive benefits, including priority access to BB&T Center concerts, merchandise discounts in Pantherland, and more. To enter the territory, go to FloridaPanthers.com or call 954-835-PUCK. Ticket representatives are standing by. And I know, Chris, before we get too far into the program, we've had a lot of Panthers insider shows this season, every Saturday through the whole season, and we want to thank every single person who's had a hand in making it all possible. And again, just a big thanks to everybody who's been involved all season long. I know, Chris, I want to thank you, and I want to thank Kevin Rogers, who's been with us for a lot of the shows as well. All of our guests, Manny Chang, our producer in the studio back there, and everybody at all of our radio affiliates. We thank you all very much for helping make it possible all season long. And we want to say thanks to everybody tonight. Big thanks to all the listeners, of course, and all the fans who've been out with us at the BB&T Center this season. We hope to see you out one last time for the 18-19 season tonight when the puck drops at 7 o'clock. Panthers and the New Jersey Devils. It's Fan Appreciation Night coming to you from the BB&T Center this evening. And Fan Appreciation Night presented by Walmart. 7 o'clock face-off. 954-835-PUCK. FloridaPanthers.com. Ticketmaster.com. Get your tickets if you don't have those already. It's always one of the most fun nights of the year. Lots of giveaways, like I said, so you don't want to miss this one tonight. It's Fan Appreciation Night. Panthers and the Devils, and a chance to see some history, Chris. I know this is something we're going to talk about throughout the hour, but Alexander Barkov sitting in a tie with Pavel Bure. 94 points this season for Barkov. That's tied for the most points in a season by a Panther. Jonathan Huberdeau got up to 90 points last game, so this is the first time in Panthers history that we've had a pair of Panthers with 90-point campaigns. A lot of different milestones. Mike Hoffman, of course, on 35 goals. Third Panther to ever score 35 in a season. Keith Yandle has set a new record for points in a season by a Panthers defenseman and for power play points by a Panther in a season. So lots of good franchise records have fallen this year, and there's the possibility that with 1 point, Alexander Barkov could go into first place all time on that list of most points in a season by a Panther. So that certainly bears watching going into tonight. And again, just a great night here at the BB&T Center with Fan Appreciation Night. So that's what we have. 7 o'clock tonight, 6:30 pregame across the radio network. Chris, I know it's always a great night, Fan Appreciation Night. And again, I know we said a lot of it, but huge thanks to everybody who's worked on the Panthers Insider Show, our broadcast this season, everybody out there, of course, who has tuned in all season, and everybody who's joined us here at the BB&T Center all year.
Yeah, and Alexander Barkov sitting on 94 points, but 60 assists as well. It's been an incredible campaign for him, and as you said, Doug, going for 95. And, I mean, it's a little bit crazy to ask for a six-point night, but are we that far away from Barkov getting to 100 points? Maybe with a few more in previous games he could have gotten there, but still, it should be incredible to see if a Florida Panther can reach a franchise milestone tonight. But we have to look back on the week that was for the Florida Panthers. Three games in the last 7 days since we last spoke to you last Saturday morning. It began in Boston when the Florida Panthers were taking on the Boston Bruins, and the Florida Panthers would have a profitable first period of play. Florida Panthers in the TD Garden taking on the Bruins on this day. We get the scoring started with Riley Chan.
Puck goes out to that right point. Keith Yandle across the line, far side, a drive from Hunt, and they score! It rattles in, and the Panthers have taken a 1-0 lead here in Boston.
You hear the commentary there from Doug Dryden Hunt with the shot, but Riley Sheahan there to deflect in. Keith Yandle also in on the assist along with Hunt, and it'll be 1-0 to the Florida Panthers at that point. But a couple of minutes later, the Panthers will be adding to their lead.
Huberdeau inside the line, right side. Ekblad makes a move, a shot, save the rebound. They score! Evgeny Dadonov on the rebound, and the Panthers take a 2-0 lead.
And it would be Evgeny Dadonov's 27th of the year, but he would not be done. Ekblad and Huberdeau in on the assist. Into the second period, Boston would score to make it 2-1. And then the Panthers would actually have to go on the penalty kill, as it would be Jonathan Huberdeau to the box for interference. But a rare feat for the Panthers this year. They get a shorthanded goal.
In comes Pastrnak. Matheson took it away from him. A nice play with the stick, and he's able to rip it out to center. Now a foot race down to our right. Brower in there, right circle, a shot, he scores! A shorthanded goal from Troy Brower. Top shelf beats Rask, and the Panthers once again are up by two.
You give up the goal, you take a penalty, and you're thinking this game might be a little hairy, but instead it goes the other direction. Troy Brower with his 11th of the year for Mike Matheson, and shorthanded, the Panthers would lead into the second intermission by 3-1. And then late on in the game, Boston Bruins chasing, and the Panthers would be able to lock down the 2 points with a fourth goal.
And he's knocked over by Matheson. Here's Huberdeau on the empty net. Huberdeau off to the near side, floats it in front. Dadonov into the empty net, he scores! And the Panthers take a 4-1 lead.
And Doug, what a performance from the Panthers on the day in the TD Garden. Again, that late second period stretch looked like Boston was going to get back into the game, but that shorthanded goal was massive.
It was a huge shorthanded goal. It was the turning point in the hockey game when Troy Brower scored that shorthanded tally for the Panthers. And the Panthers just played a very sound, very disciplined 60-minute game in that one against the Boston Bruins. Now, you mentioned, Chris, that there were stretches where Boston was able to get some momentum going in their favor. And it's the National Hockey League. Every team's going to push back at some point in time, especially when that team is a team that's as talented as the Boston Bruins playing on their home ice. They're going to find a way to get some flurries from time to time. They have too much talent to be held off the board entirely, but the Panthers were able to keep them in check, and they won that game by a 4-1 score. The Troy Brower shorthanded goal was really where the Panthers took the upper hand for good in that one, but Roberto Luongo was locked in that game and came up with some huge saves. Look back to a couple of them, specifically on Brad Marchand, for example. There was a huge save during that hockey game. Luongo got across and got the left pad out on one. But But overall, just a great full team effort in that one, and scoring coming from different sources. We've talked so much about Alexander Barkov and Jonathan Huberdeau, but Evgeny Dadonov, the third member of that line here for a good chunk of the second half of the season, he's had a heck of a run as well. He's up to 28 goals overall this season. So a great game top to bottom for the Panthers in that one against Boston. They've played the Bruins tough all season. No different in that one. The Panthers picking up the 4-1 victory, and that was their second straight win at the time.
Yes, indeed. And they would try to make it three in a row as we'd move to a game at BB&T Center against the Washington Capitals. This one taking place on Monday night, and the Panthers would really get off to a flying start in the first period. Frank Vatrano would make it 1-0 with his 24th of the year. Sevier and Borgstrom on the assist. Then in the second, Florida Panthers absolutely exploding. Jonathan Huberdeau, Vincent Trocheck, and Troy Brower all scoring. Another shorthanded goal, by the way. Trocheck with that third goal for the Panthers. Alexander Barkov with a pair of assists in that second period as well. Again, continuing on his way towards a franchise record in points. Troy Brower with his 12th of the year and second in as many nights. But in the third period, it would be the latter half of the third period that Washington would come racing back. First, Evgeny Kuznetsov with his 21st of the year to make it 4-1. Nicholas Backstrom making it 4-2 from Oshie and Ovechkin. Then Oshie would assist for Jakub Vrana to make it 4-3 with 2 minutes and 21 seconds left to play. Another finale that the Panthers would have to hang on, and they would get that goal. Vincent Trocheck with his 10th of the year and second on the night to make it 5-3. But that third period was quite a finale, Doug.
In another, you know, a case like the Boston game as well, and the only difference in that game was that Washington was able to put a few in the net. But the Washington Capitals, they had a flurry at that late stage of the hockey game, but the Panthers were able to hold them back. They were able to get that empty net tally and preserve the victory. But of course, Frank Vatrano adds to his career high in goals, his 24th in that one. A Vincent Trocheck shorthanded goal that gave the Panthers shorthanded goals in back-to-back games. Troy Brower scored for the third straight game in that one as well. You mentioned the assist that Alexander Barkov is piling up, and it's not often that you see a kind of a race like this, but remember that Viktor Kozlov previously had the record for assists in a season by a Panther. That was set back in the 99-2000 season. Well, this season, that mark of 53 has been broken twice, and it's in the distant rearview at this point. Jonathan Huberdeau has the team lead and franchise record for assists in a season with 61. Right behind him is Alexander Barkov, so that's something else that bears watching going into tonight's game when the Panthers wrap up the campaign against the New Jersey Devils. You've got a team record that's been broken twice, and quite honestly, Chris, with such a slim margin there, it could end up going either way between Barkov and Huberdeau as far as that single season mark for assist by a Panther is concerned. Again, Huberdeau 61, Barkov 60 going into tonight. He had a multi-assist game in that game against Washington back on Monday, but just so many great offensive stories and numbers to tell you about heading into this one. But Panthers back-to-back wins there. Well, that was their third straight win, but wins over a couple of really tough teams in Boston and then the defending Stanley Cup champion Washington Capitals, who the Panthers actually swept in the season series. Panthers took all three from Washington this season. They were all very tight games, but the Panthers, they always play the Capitals tough, and they took all three this season.
And actually, you mentioned the offensive story, 264 goals through 81 games for the Panthers. That's actually 8 more than Boston, who are currently sitting on 107 points. So it has been that offensive prowess the whole year long that has been the strength for the Panthers. But it would not be the case on Thursday night as the Panthers would play host to the New York Islanders. It would be a low-scoring affair. We'd go scoreless in the first. Brock Nelson would make it 1-0 to the Islanders in the second. But the Panthers would be able to force overtime as Jonathan Huberdeau would get a third period power play goal.
And 7:25 will remain here in the third. 108 in the penalty against Thomas Hickey. A 1-0 Islanders lead here in the late stages. Panthers with a big opportunity. Long feed. Huberdeau off to the races. Cuts in low shot. He scores! Jonathan Huberdeau on the power play has tied the game. He beat Greiss 5-hole. It's 1-1.
And Huberdeau's 29th of the year on the power play. Assists go to Keith Yandle and Sam Montembeau, who would get in on the assist. And then the game would go to overtime in the 3-on-3. No distance separating these two teams. Would go to a shootout, and Brock Nelson would beat Sam Montembeau for the only goal of the shootout. Panthers have to settle for the point. It's 7 points in their last from their last available 8 for the Florida Panthers. But a tight affair at BB&T Center on Thursday night, Doug.
And you kind of expected that. The New York Islanders don't give up a whole lot. The Panthers were able to muster. They were able to hit that 30-shot plateau against Thomas Greiss. He was very sharp during regulation, during overtime, during the shootout as well. Both teams had big chances in overtime. Both goaltenders made big saves. It kind of turned into a goaltender's duel. And mentioned Thomas Greiss there, but Panthers goaltender Sam Montembeau, he just continues to impress. The 22-year-old had a great showing there, stopped 35 of 36 in that shootout loss to the Islanders back on Thursday, and also picked up his first career assist in points. So congratulations to him, another NHL first there, and overall just a very impressive body of work for him in his first stint in the National Hockey League as far as, you know, having seen him make his NHL debut this year. Last year he was called up for a short time, didn't get into any game action, but this season finished with an individual mark of 4-3-2. Looked very sharp out there, and every night the fundamentals, the athleticism, he's got it all. And also just I think what impressed a lot of us so much was just his calmness, his composure down there for a young guy playing a difficult position in the National Hockey League. Just really great to see, and he's one of the Panthers' top prospects, and it was great to see him be able to show what he can do. And also on Thursday, happy birthday to Roberto Luongo, Panthers goaltender. Didn't play on Thursday, but celebrated his 40th birthday on Thursday. So certainly a happy birthday to Roberto Luongo back on Thursday. And the Panthers, as you said, finished a run where they had 7 of 8 points. And coming off that big game that Sam Montembeau had, 35 saves last time out, Panthers look to put an exclamation point on schedule tonight as they have one game left. It's going to be against the New Jersey Devils tonight at 7 o'clock. We hope to see everybody at the BB&T Center for Fan Appreciation Night this evening. 954-835, PuckFloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com for tickets. But now some thoughts from Panthers head coach Bob Bugner as the Panthers prepare for tonight's game against New Jersey. Caught up with him yesterday after practice and asked him about the importance first of finishing strong to the regular season.
Just again, finishing strong. I think yesterday we liked our second half, didn't like our first half. We got to learn from that. Some teams that are, we're playing a different kind of game tomorrow. It's a, but when you go up against a team like the Islanders and they're fighting for position and who they're going to play here in the next few days, I think real important that you have to match that intensity. And you can see they're playing that playoff style of hockey. And then so we talk about with our guys that we're going to take the next step as a team. We got to be prepared to do the same thing. We got to be prepared to put pucks in and not turn pucks over and grind it down. And I think we did that the second half and not the first half. So it was a good measuring stick, I think, you can say, for our team of where we're at and where we need to get to.
In terms of Sam Montembeau's game, just his game last night and just his overall body of work here, how would you assess and kind of grade his performance here?
Yeah, he was probably his best game, I thought, last night as a Panther. And I thought that, again, he's faced a lot of different games, whether we've been good or bad in front of him, different buildings, all that thing. I think that he's matured a lot in his game, in his work ethic, his preparation. And, and we talked a lot about him, figuring out how to be a full-time good goalie in this league. And you can see it's a real good start for him. He finished off last night on a great note.
So some thoughts there from Panthers head coach Bob Bugner, not only on finishing the season strong tonight against the New Jersey Devils, but also on Sam Montembeau and what he showed during his time with the Panthers. And, of course, it was announced yesterday by Panthers president of hockey operations and general manager Dale Tallon that the Panthers loaned not only Montembeau, but Jace Hauerluck and Dryden Hunt to the Panthers American Hockey League affiliate, the Springfield Thunderbirds. And Springfield, 5 games left. left this season, so a chance for those three players to get even more game action. Dale Talon said, "We're proud of how Jay Stryden and Sam competed for our club this season. Their impact to our lineup is indicative of their development and the work they put in playing for Springfield in the American Hockey League. With the Thunderbirds having five games remaining, we want Jay Stryden and Sam to have the chance to play more games and contribute to a strong finish to Springfield's season." So the three of them go back to the American Hockey League, but they all made their mark in the National Hockey League this season. All were very good contributors for the Panthers during their time here with the NHL team. So they go back to the American Hockey League, but all three certainly made their mark this season. And Sam Montembeau, you heard it from Bob Bugner right there, coming off his best game in the NHL in his mind, picked up not only 35 saves on 36 shots in that shootout loss, but also his first career assist in the game back on Thursday. So that sets the table for tonight's game. The Panthers will welcome in the New Jersey Devils this evening to conclude the season. 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com. It's Fan Appreciation Night presented by Walmart, and we hope to see you out here this evening. If you can't make it, we'll have it all across the Panthers radio network, beginning with Panthers Preview at 6:30, followed by the Puck Drop at 7 p.m. And folks, Adult Learn to Play is back for its second season. This program gives men and women with little to no hockey experience the opportunity to learn and enjoy the sport. Participants will receive 12 weeks of on-ice training and a full set of hockey gear with their registration. For more information and to sign up, please go to FloridaPanthers.com/adultlearntoplay. Certainly a fun program. Know a number of people who took part in it last year in the first edition of it, and certainly had great reviews, learned a lot, had a ton of fun. So Adult Learn to Play, that's FloridaPanthers.com/adultlearntoplay, coming up for its second season. So be sure to go check out more information on that. We have some big stuff coming up next segment, Chris, and we're going to continue building up to tonight's game, Panthers and the New Jersey Devils. We'll have Bill Lindsay later in the program, but we're going to hear from a couple of the current Panthers coming up next.
Yes, indeed. Coming up, you'll hear from Florida Panthers defenseman Aaron Ekblad and the record points man. At the very least, he's tied for the record with Paolo Burri. Tonight could be alone with the record in total points for a season in franchise history, sitting on 94 points. Alexander Barkov, you'll hear from him. Also coming up later on the show, hear from Florida Panthers radio analyst and former player Billy Lindsay on tonight's game. But coming up next, it's Aaron Ekblad and Alexander Barkov on the Florida Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Insider Show, right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Chris Whittingham, Doug Plagans here for the Florida Panthers Insider Show. Looking back on the week that was and looking ahead to the final game of the Florida Panthers regular season as they take on the New Jersey Devils tonight at 7 o'clock from the BB&T Center. Lots to get to still here on the program. In about 15 minutes from now, we'll be talking to Billy Lindsay, radio analyst for the Florida Panthers. But Doug, you had the chance to sit down with a couple of Panthers this week.
I did, and we will get to those conversations here shortly. Come out to the game tonight, Panthers and the Devils Fan Appreciation Night, presented by Walmart. 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, Puck Drops at 7 p.m. tonight. So we hope to see you out here this evening, Panthers and the Devils at the BB&T Center. And, well, every week during the season, during the offseason, all year long, you can catch new material on the Territory Talk podcast, the official podcast of the Florida Panthers, FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk, iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Spotify. Those are all the places you can find it. And this week, our featured guest was Panthers defenseman Aaron Ekblad. Had a chance to catch up with him, and we're going to play a cut from that conversation. It's about a quarter of the conversation, so you can check out the whole thing, FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk. And here's Aaron Ekblad first talking about some things, some lessons, and some things he learned from past Panthers captains and veterans, and here talking specifically about Willie Mitchell.
Yeah, I mean, his biggest thing was just be a pro. You know, you can't come to the rink any given day and say, you know, I'm not ready to play, or I'm not willing to do what it takes to win. And you know, on back-to-backs and stuff like that, when you're not really feeling it, you got to find a way to feel it and simplify your game to the point where, you know, you're not working as hard maybe, but you're working smarter than you normally would, because, you know, you don't always have the juice. I mean, we're playing 82 games a year, and the best players in the world know how to manage their game when they're tired. I think that's something that we all need to do maybe a little bit better.
Does he still check in from time to time? Obviously, shoot you a text after a game or things like that, I'm assuming. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Willie's kind of moved on from the game of hockey. Mm-hmm. He checks in on more of a personal standpoint. actually going to probably have dinner with him tonight, I think. Mm-hmm. We planned something. I'm not sure whether he still remembers, but we'll see. he checks in on a personal standpoint. You know, sometimes he'll say, hey, how you doing? And, you know, I'll say, yeah, we just lost a couple games. He's like, I don't care about that. How are you doing as a person?
Is that weird? I mean, this guy lived and breathed hockey his whole life, and now he's kind of like, let's talk about dinner. Like, I don't care how you guys did last game.
Yeah, he wants to talk about life. And in the grand scheme of life, you know, he's moved on to, you know, bigger and better things at this point in his life. I mean, obviously, my life is all about hockey right now, and someday it won't be. And you know, you live a lot longer not playing hockey than you do, hopefully. He's on to bigger and better things, and he's always there on a personal standpoint to make sure, you know, me as a person is good and okay and healthy and stuff like that. And I like that. I appreciate it.
Is it kind of wild to look back and think that, you know, this almost your fifth season in the books here, that does it feel like it's going by quick?
Yeah, it's crazy. I think tomorrow is like 390 games, 5 years, a lot of ups and downs, roller coasters, made the playoffs, a lot of learning, lessons, curves, things have gone and have not gone my way personally. And just trying to learn and grow as a player and a person.
Do you learn anything from Keith Yandle, obviously the NHL's reigning Iron Man, and watching him every day? Is there anything you learn from him as just in terms of staying healthy and just kind of being the best you can every game?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you want to play as hard as you possibly can every night with still, managing playing in every game. And that's obviously tough. I try not to hold anything back. If I can't play in 82, it's not the end of the world for me. If I can play a little bit harder, for sure.
And you talk about that. I mean, career high in hits right now this season. Last season was a career high in blocks. How are you kind of learning to kind of grow your physical game? Obviously, the offensive tools have always been there. This is your fifth straight season with 10-plus goals. That's just a big part of your game. But the physicality as a top-ranked defenseman, it seems like you're really embracing that.
Yeah, not so much physicality, but just positioning and stuff like that. I mean, when it comes to blocks and hits and stuff like that, it doesn't mean so much to me as it does, you know, shutting down the other team's top line. That's something that I've been entrusted with the last couple of years, something that's not so easy. You're going to get beat. You got to try and limit those as much as possible. I mean, playing against the best players in the world, you know, they're making highlight reels against the best defensemen every night. It happens. So it's all about forgetting the last play and trying to just be in the right position at the right time and take away their options as best as possible and try and keep them to the outside because, you know, they're such great players in this league.
Like you said, you're out there, you know, 22, 23 minutes a night. Those things happen throughout a game multiple times, the good and the bad. How much of getting over that, like, in the moment is just coming from you within or your teammates maybe tapping on the shoulder and saying, hey, don't worry about it?
Yeah, I mean, you need good support group, and I think we have that with this team. Nobody's just getting on you to get on you. You know, they understand that things happen in a game, and when you get beat, hopefully your partner's there to back you up, and I think we have that quite a bit on this team. It's a battle playing against top lines, there's no doubt about it, and like I said, they're gonna make good plays. It's all about being in position to either help your partner or be in a support position on a different play.
And what is it like, especially in the league nowadays, maybe so more so than years past, every single team, whether the top team in the league or the worst team in the league, at least has that really one powerful line. So it seems like every night, you know, you have that challenge.
Yeah. I mean, the hardest lines to play against are not the skill guys paired with skill guys. It's the skill guys paired with a power forward who's going to, you know, dump the puck in and hit you. I mean, those are the tough teams to play against because they got a hard forechecker, someone who can get that puck to the slot, to the goal scorer, and that's the tough lines to play against.
Aaron Ekblad right there on the most recent episode of the Territory Talk podcast. You can hear that, floridapanthers.com/territorytalk. That's the episode number 57 from this past week. Jameson Olive and I do Territory Talk each and every week, so be sure to check that out. Again, every Wednesday, new material coming your way. Had a chance yesterday as well to catch up with Alexander Barkov, Panthers captain. The first thing I asked him was what it means to have his name mentioned lately alongside Pavel Bure.
Yeah, of course, it's a really nice milestone, and don't really think about that when the season starts. And, like, I know he was a really good player, and one of my idols when I was young. Like, everybody loved the way he plays, his speed and skill, and the way he scores goals. It was awesome, and to be mentioned in the same sentence with him, it's unreal feeling. But I know it's gonna be even more unreal later, when maybe after the career, sit down and start looking what happened. And I mean, it's gonna be even nicer then. But right now, just try to do my thing and get better every day, and try to win Stanley Cup. That's my biggest goal in my life.
And you and Jonathan Huberdeau, the last couple of months, been right up at the top of the NHL in points since the middle of February. How can you describe the way that things have felt for you two out there on the ice? Can you even put it into words just how things have felt with you guys as a line, along with Evgeny Dadonov, all three putting up a ton of points here lately?
Yeah, we just try to push each other forward, and I mean, we know we can score every game. We know we can play really well every game and be a difference in the game. And I mean, that's why we're getting minutes on the ice to do something there, to score goals or play good defense. And I mean, we just try to push each other forward. Whether it's we score a goal, then we need one more, we're gonna push each other to score one more and create chances and play with the puck in their zone and try to keep the puck away from our zone. And I mean, we're never satisfied. We just like try to work as hard as possible and not to let the other guy down. And of course, there's gonna be like nights when my legs are not there, or Daddy or Hubie, and then other two, we got each other's back and get each other like to be a little bit better every shift.
You and Hubie have, he's been here the whole time that you've been here, and you guys have a great chemistry on the ice. It's pretty clear just watching the two of you guys play that you feed off each other a lot. Did you feel that the first time that you met Hubie, or the first time you were on the ice with him, or was there a time where you felt that things really clicked between you two?
I mean, first couple seasons were really young. I know he won the Calder Trophy. He had an unreal first season, and I mean, I came in the league, I was like, wow, this is NHL, and I'm just enjoying here. And I think first time when we started, like second season, we started playing together more and more. I know I played couple games with him in the first season, and my first goal I scored, he assisted that goal too. And but second season when we started playing, I think it was Brad Boys with us, and we got a good chemistry and started scoring goals and playing with the puck, like passing around. And then after that, Jagr came in, and we took like another step and tried to learn from him. And he was kind of coach with us, like me, Hubie, and coach playing in the same line. And we learned a lot from him, and Brad Boys too. He was a really good veteran, been in the league forever and played really well, so we learned a lot from those guys. And then we just kept playing together, finding each other on the ice. And of course, it gets back in your head where, okay, I got the puck here, Hubie's probably gonna be there or here. And like, and then it just, we developed that chemistry, and I think we think the same way about the game. And so it's good for us both. Like, we both know what we want to do, and we have same things what we want to do, so it's gonna be a lot better.
Is it kind of crazy to think about this almost the end of your sixth year in the league? Does it feel like time's kind of flown by?
Oh yeah, I still remember like my first game, and it feels like just like it was a week ago or 2 weeks ago. And I know there's still a lot of time, but time goes by fast. Like, you can't really think about like it's been 6 years, and it's really, really fast. But just like I said, there's a lot of time, but it goes by fast.
And first season with the C on your jersey, I know it was such an honor when you said when you first were named captain. How have you felt your first season as the captain?
And I feel good. Like, I know it's not just me, like all these guys are making my life easier here. And I mean, we're a really good team. Like, we have a really good chemistry in the team and in the locker room, and we have fun every time we come here. We work hard and have fun and try to be a little bit better every time. And I mean, of course, those guys, they make my life easier, and especially like Troch, Jans, Hubie, Eki, those leaders, Browse, McGinn, and all the Lou, like veteran guys, they make my life easier here. And I mean, of course, I'm gonna grow up a little bit too, and we're gonna be fine.
in the last thing here, some of the names that you just mentioned there, and we've talked about you and Hubie a lot, but between the two of you guys and Trocheck and Ekblad and Matheson and the young group of you guys that have really grown up in the National Hockey League together, what's it been like to share these experiences with a lot of those guys, and you guys have all been here together and are going to continue to be a part of the future here?
Yeah, it just feels like we're family, not like family from one parents, but I mean, like, we come here every day, and I don't know how much time I've spent with those guys, and we just, every time we come here, we have fun and like to be around each other. And of course, you can see in those guys' eyes that they want to win and they want to be better every day, and they want to, like, get better and develop into really good players and win the Stanley Cup. And I really believe that it's going to happen.
Great conversation there with Panthers captain Alexander Barkov, who enters tonight's game with 94 points this season, needs 1 point to break or move into sole possession, I should say, of first place as far as points in a season by a Panther are concerned. He sits tied with Pavel Bure's 94 points that he had back in 99-2000. So chance for him to break a franchise record tonight. And, of course, the Panthers wrapping up the season against the New Jersey Devils this evening at 7 o'clock. 954-835, Puck, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, Fan Appreciation Night presented by Walmart. And we are going to continue previewing tonight's action straight ahead in our next segment, Chris.
Yes, indeed. We're going to be joined by the radio analyst for the Florida Panthers radio broadcast, and that is Billy Lindsay. We'll preview tonight's game, look back a little bit on the week that was and some of the season that was as well for your Florida Panthers. That's coming up on the Florida Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Florida Panthers Radio Network.
6:20 a.m. at Doug Plagans here for Florida Panthers Insider across the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Just one more game for your Florida Panthers, and that is tonight as the Panthers take on the New Jersey Devils from the BB&T Center. And Doug will continue to preview this one coming up here with Billy Lindsay.
Well, Panthers and the Devils tonight, 7 o'clock faceoff, 6:30 pregame. It's Fan Appreciation Night presented by Walmart. Hope to see you here, 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com for tickets. And I believe we have Billy on the line right now, Chris.
Yes, we do indeed. Joining us now is Billy Lindsay, the radio analyst for your Florida Panthers. Billy, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, Chris, Doug. Everything good on your end?
Everything is fantastic. Very much appreciated. So looking back on this previous run of game for the Florida Panthers, taking 7 points from their last available eight, what's been working for them of late?
Well, the Barkov, you got to go directly to Barkov and Huberto and what they've been able to do and Dadonoff. But you're starting to get some secondary production. Howerluck and these guys that just got sent down to the minors, Dryden Hunt. They proved themselves and proved that they can fill out those bottom two roles pretty efficiently for some young guys. They got a really good look. That was important. And the goaltending's been much better. Luongo's been consistent. Montembeau was fabulous last game. So they're starting to fall into place, and the power play just continues to click. That power play, which has been second in the league all year, has been impressive and allows them just really to stay in games and allows them to win a lot of hockey games.
And, Billy, we've talked about it so much on the broadcast, but how special is it to see two players that are feeding off each other the way that Barkov and Huberto have been, especially here these last couple of months? We've always known they've had great chemistry, but these two have been up near the top of the NHL in scoring for the last couple of months.
The run's been really impressive, and what they've been able to do is the ice time's come down, not as much responsibility for Barkov at the defensive end, and the chemistry with Huberto was electric. Dadonoff opens up a lot of speed down that wing, opens up a lot of space, and they really just complement each other really well. And it's the start of better things to come. They're going to continue to grow and get better, and this is going to be one of the premier lines in the NHL, not for just this year, but for years to come. And you look around the team, they always seem to have that really dominant top line. Got to fill that in. Trocheck, Hoffman, that bottom line, second line starting to fill out nicely. And Trocheck seems to be getting healthier, starting that ankle injury. Tough to come off. But if you look up and down this lineup, the pieces are in place. They need to do a few things, tweak it in the offseason, a touch. But it's close, and Dale Talon's going to do that. Mr. Viola, the owner, is committed to spending and winning for this hockey team. So even though it's been a very disappointing year, that's got to come around. It's a big off season, and the potential that we see from Huberdeau and Barkov is just going to continue to grow.
And, Billy, this has been the 25th anniversary season. How much fun has it been for you to see, some of the old faces back in town and to be able to look back at some of the memories from the Panthers' history?
It's been so exciting for myself to see everyone, to see the legacy Saturday nights that we put together. We had the reunion with the 96 or the 93, the original team at the start of the year. And to see the players come back, it's 25 years later for me, and I have to pinch myself sometimes to think, wow, I'm still here 25 years later. I go and do those learn-to-play clinics, and some of them are down at Glacier where we started practicing, and just bring back the old memories. So to just look back over the 25 years, this place has been so special for myself and has meant so much to me, not only the Florida Panthers Hockey Club, but the community, the fans, and the people that I've been able to meet and the players that I've been able to play with. That's why I've stayed down here, embraced it. It's just a place that holds a special place in my heart and all the teammates and coaches that I played with.
Billy, there are six different Panthers who could play in their 82nd game with the Panthers this season, and Riley Sheahan could play in his 82nd game in the National Hockey League this season, played part of the season with Pittsburgh. You played every game a few times during your career. How important is that for a player to be able to suit up in all 82?
It's good that you get through the whole year, and it feels like you were able to stay healthy and help your team out, and every player likes playing in every single game. If you're an athlete, you want to be out there every single night to try and help your team in whatever aspect you can. So Shan and all these guys that have been able to stay healthy, and it's a grind through the season. And what 82 games teaches you, if you're able to play that full season, you're able to go through the adversities, the ups and downs, because it's not all going to be an easy road. So you learn to adapt and get through those tough times, through those struggles. It's important for a pro, especially when you're younger and trying to fight your way through it. When you play all those 82 games, what it takes physically, what it takes mentally to get the job done on a nightly basis.
Joined here by Billy Lindsay, radio analyst here for the Florida Panthers on the Florida Panthers Insider Show. Now, looking ahead to tonight's game, the matchup for the Florida Panthers is the New Jersey Devils to close out this season. What do you make of the matchup, and what do you think we'll see tonight at BB&T Center?
For the Panthers, it's a couple of chances to get some older guys back in there, and I suspect McGinn will play tonight. Roberto Luongo will play his first game as a 40-year-old. That's going to be impressive to see his number. So that's fan appreciation night to get Luongo back out. There's going to be what he deserves and for him, and he's been better of late, but the matchup doesn't mean much for either team. You're talking about it, the fan appreciation night. That's big for me, because without this, without the fans down here, over the course of the years, none of this is possible. We've got a loyal base that has been with us and stuck with us, and hopefully they continue to do that. And we hopefully can host a Stanley Cup one day for all the stuff that they've gone through and stuck with us through. So to me, it's just we'll have some guys getting out there to play some games. Everyone's going to get a chance to play. And the fans' appreciation, I just want to extend my appreciation to the fans, because they mean a lot, and that's what helps us down here.
And that is Billy Lindsay joining us here on the Florida Panthers Insider Show. Appreciate the time, Billy.
All right. Have a good day, guys. We'll see you.
All right, that is Bill Lindsay. He'll be on the call tonight for the Florida Panthers and the New Jersey Devils. And, Doug, one last chance for all of our listeners to catch us across the radio network tonight.
6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock face-off, Panthers-Devils fan appreciation night tonight, floridapanthers.com, ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. And again, we want to say thanks to everybody who's tuned in to the show, to the games all season long, everybody who's come out to the BB&T Center this season, everybody who's watched the games on Fox Sports Florida. We thank you all very much for your support of the Panthers.
And that'll just about do it for this edition of the Florida Panthers Insider Show. Thanks to Aaron Ekblad and Alexander Barkov for sitting down with Doug for some interviews that you heard on this program. Thanks as well to Bill Lindsay, who just joined us here. Also, thanks to our studio producer, Manny Chang, who's done a great job towards the latter half of the year. We still have one more show coming up next Saturday, so Doug and myself will be here for that. This has been the Florida Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.